story for them. So children, come forward, and those who are sitting in the pews, there's little silver platters you can pass toward the center and give an offering for the children. Thank you.
We have so many, we might need the second pew, huh? Welcome, boys and girls. It's exciting to see you here this Sabbath. I have a story for you today about a boy named Walter. Now, Walter did not grow up having a mommy and a daddy like most of you have. Walter didn't even have nice friends. As a matter of fact, Walter got into trouble quite a bit. Until one day, he went to live with his Auntie Nell. Now, Auntie Nell had a farm, and the day Walter arrived, Auntie Nell just loved Walter. She knew he was a good boy, and so she just loved him, and he learned to love her too. Every day they did work on the farm, that he helped her with things that she needed help with, and Walter did something he didn't know how to do, because every evening, Auntie Nell sat down with Walter, and they read the Bible together, and then they knelt down and they had prayer. Now, Walter didn't understand that at all, but out of respect for his Auntie Nell, he did what she did. Well, as they got along together and they worked together, Walter noticed that when Auntie Nell walked through the kitchen, she used to lay her hand across the washing machine and say, "Oh, I wish somebody could fix this washing machine for me." And one time she said, "Oh, I just wish this washing machine would work." And so Walter got to thinking, you know, Walter liked machines. That's one thing he had learned a few things about. And he thought one day, "I'll bet if I worked on it, I might could fix Auntie Nell's washing machine and make her happy." So Walter thought and thought about it. One day, Auntie Nell went out to do something, and Walter didn't have to go help her. So what did Walter do? He went over to that washing machine, and he checked all of the wires and all of the connections, made sure they were all connected really tight, and he turned on the washing machine, and nothing happened. So Walter did something he had never done before. Walter knelt down beside that washing machine because he remembered Auntie Nell had told him that any time you need help, God is right there to help you. All you have to do is ask him. So he knelt down by that washing machine, and he said, "Dear God, I want so much to have this washing machine work so Auntie Nell can be happy. Can you help me fix this washing machine? Because I'm not sure what to do anymore." And he started by the washing machine, and he thought, "Well, maybe I'll try this." And he said, "God, please help me. Auntie Nell needs her washing machine. Please help me fix this washing machine." And he tried this and he tried that. And then he stood up and he turned on the washing machine, and it started to make this whirring noise. And just then Auntie Nell walked in and she says, "What happened to my washing machine? What did you do?" And Walter said, "Well," he says, "I think I fixed it." He says, "With God's help." Now, boys and girls, I want you to remember this. Anytime you do anything, if you kneel down and you ask God to help you, he's going to help you, because that he loves to help his children do anything they need. So you just remember, next time you need something, ask God to help you, okay? You can pick up the offering now.